Right now, on the phone, we are going to be speaking to a couple of people that represent Goodwill Industries of the Berkshires. The main thing that we're going to focus in on will actually give you folks out there a little understanding of Goodwill Industries of the Berkshires, what they do, how they do it, where they do it. But then also we're going to flip and go very, very local with this because we're going to talk about the Lee and Lennox stores. First of all, we're going to welcome in to Robin Hood Radio, Maryam Kamangar. Did I pronounce your last name right, Maryam?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
That's all right. So a little bit of information for people about Goodwill Industries at the Berkshires, what it is and how it operates.
Yeah, so I am the Director of Community Development for the territory, and the territory starts from Southern Berkshire, which is Great Barrington, and it goes all the way up to Southern Vermont, which is Rutland. I've been at the Goodwill for 6 years, and we've been trying to, open up more stores and, expand our territory so more people can get to us and we can actually get more donations, which make sure that it doesn't go to the landfills. And our whole mission of Goodwill is about job training, employment, and recycling. So with people donating, that creates jobs and job training, and then the money would create the employment so we can hire more staff. And 2016, we opened up the Great Barrington store. We were actually serving the community since 2011. We didn't have any store, but we had our truck on Saturdays being at the Berkshire Bank since 2011. So it took us at least 5 years to find the space. It's very, very hard to find a space that it's right by the road, and it has parking space. So finally we found the existing building that we are in right now. Even though it was a small, we still took a chance and we thought, okay, it's much better than just being there one day. And this way we can create employment. And at the same time, people can donate every day because it's open Monday, 7 days, Monday to Sunday. So we took a shot at it. And I was a project manager at that time. We did the whole thing of ribbon cutting and all that. We hired the staff and we opened our store actually in 2016. And all of a sudden, we had another opportunity when the Sears building closed, and we jumped at it, because it's five times actually bigger than the existing building. To just give you an idea, the processing room in the back is bigger than the whole store right now that we are going to. So it's going to be absolutely fabulous because now it gives more people to, it's much bigger. And at the same time, people can donate furniture and things that they couldn't do or purchase the furniture that they couldn't do of the space that we are right now because it's pretty small.
All
so
right.
The hours are the same, Monday to Sunday. But there's more things that we can do at that store. Plus, we're hiring more staff, which, again, it will add to the employment for the Great Barrington.
So I really, what I want to get people to know is that this is a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
First of all, recycling is now a number one thing in this country, whether it's bottles, whether it's clothes, whether mm-hmm. it's even old buildings that have been empty that are now being recycled.
But
the great thing about what you're doing at Goodwill also is that, and it's key, and you've said it several times, you are providing jobs and employment for people in the local area, and jobs, by the way, that just about everybody could do.
Exactly, yeah. And to just give you a perspective, everything that comes in as a donation, it touches somebody's hands because somebody has to go, okay, if it's a good item or if it's a bad item. If it's a good item, that means it has to be sorted to go to the store, and if it's a bad item, we have to recycle that. So we take everything to the stores with our trucks. We have two trucks, 7 days on the road and going back and forth between the six stores that we have. Then everything goes to the store, which provides employment for the truck driver and all the staff at the stores. And then they set it up, stays on the floor, But then if it doesn't get sold, everything has to come back to the warehouse again. Again, we provide jobs for everything to come back because we cannot throw them away. And then we find ways for everything to be recycled, from textile, you know, to everything. And even at this store, we couldn't get computers. We have a partnership with Dell Reconnect. So anybody in the community of Great Barrington or even New York or Connecticut that they come to us to donate, they can give us all the old and all the pieces of computers because we have a partnership and we take them for free. So they can also recycle all their old stuff that we used to have. And so it's all about recycling, and it stays away from the landfill. Last year in 2018, I'm going to give you a number. It's a 1,657,395 pounds of donation that we took away from the landfill just in our territory between all the six stores, over 1 million. That's a lot of pounds that stays away from, you know, the territory, all the landfills, and it's a saving for the townships, you know, because they don't have to get rid of them. So we take care of that by sending it overseas, by sending it to the Dell Reconnect because we have a partnership with them. There are just so many things. Books, you know, textiles, you name it, we recycle everything.
And, of course, the stores that we talk about in our listening area for people, Great Barrington on Stockbridge Road and in Lee on Center Street. And I just have one more question before I let you go and we go on to our next person that we're going to interview. How did you get involved in this, Jean, in the first place?
You mean myself as an employee?
Yes. How'd you come to Goodwill?
Well, what happened was I came from New York and New Jersey area and to live in Williamstown because my husband had a job. But to make a long story short, I always work for nonprofit. And I have an MBA, and I also have a Master of Science in Education. And I always wanted to do something that was related to helping people and being in a nonprofit. And I actually, believe it or not, I volunteered for Goodwill for 9 months before I proved to the CEO to say, look, you know, we need to have a director of community development, and that's what we because we need to put it out there that we're a nonprofit, you know, and we do so much good for the community. And that's how I came about. And a lot of our people that they, many of our directors, the director of our mission service, even actually our CEO right now, David Twiggs, we all volunteered at one point at Goodwill, and then we started. And that's how I started 6 years ago for me.
Now, we've got Jean Haywood, who is on the phone. Of course, we are talking about Goodwill Industries of the Berkshires. We're also really focusing in on two of the stores that are in our listening area, and that is in Great Barrington on Stockbridge Road and in Lee, Massachusetts on Center Street. Jean, I guess I want to ask you how you got involved initially with Goodwill.
Okay, well, in 1988, I opened a business, a small printing business, American Speedy Printing, and Goodwill came to me, and I was doing all their printing, and then I got involved with picking up cardboard and clothing from different people who weren't able to get the truck to get to them, and you know, when I closed my business and sold it to a young couple, they called me up and said, hey, would you like to work for us? I said, as long as it's part-time, I'm good. And they said, okay. So I've been here for 10 years.
That's amazing.
There you go.
That's an amazing story. Now, your duties deal with health and safety, right?
That's right. Part of my job is health and safety. And we have a full safety menu. We focus on safety is first throughout our company. We try to keep our employees as safe as possible. The orientation that I give when you join our company, half of it is based on your safety. You know, you're in charge of your own safety. If you take medicine, you should let your coworkers know, so that if you need it, they'll be able to help you. I don't need to know it. You know, I'm not working side by side with you. And we have a good reputation in regard to safety. Everyone really is aware. We have monthly meetings, huddles every week involving safety. You know, if it's on the floor, pick it up. Somebody may trip. You know, all these things can cause a serious accident. When you're looking through the donations when it first comes in, you have not packed that bag or box. So you really have to wear the gloves that are provided, wear the mask that is provided, and the eye shields that are provided, so that when you open that bag, if there is something hazardous to you, something broken could jab you, cut you, something could pop open, and you can get fumes in your face from either perfume or anything, you know. We have safety precautions for everyone.
Well, and once again, I want to remind people that people that listen to Robin Hood Radio, one of our fundraising vehicles is a thrift store.
Yes.
And so I hear you speak, and I hear also Miriam speak, and I know of what our volunteers and our employees go through at the Bargain Barn in Sharon, which is a constant influx of goods, retailing out of those goods to benefit nonprofit, and then once again stuff that doesn't go anyplace finding another place where it's recycled to. And people look at thrift stores, and I think they don't realize the amount of setup and behind the scenes work is absolutely amazing.
Oh, I know it, and the danger for the volunteer who, on your part, who's going through the items. They may be dirty. There may be stuff in there that you shouldn't be handling. Wear the gloves. Wear the mask, because you don't want to put yourself in danger. You know, it's a big job. It really is.
Well,
when I think about Goodwill, I think of back in 1895 when it was first started. 1905, the Goodwill came out. That was the name that was chosen. But when the first World War came around, the federal government asked Goodwill to collect salvage. And salvage today is recycling. So we have been recycling and reusing and repurposing items since 1895. Well, I think that's pretty cool.
That is absolutely amazing. And I want to remind people what we're talking about before we wrap this up. Goodwill has new locations. Great Barrington, the Goodwill retail store at Stockbridge Road. Now I want to get the hours right here. Open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. and on Sunday, 11 till 6, right?
No, it's at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And on Sunday, it is 11 to 7.
All right, and that is at the Great Barrington location.
Yes,
and basically same hours at the Lee location as well.
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
And
yes.
you will find on Facebook Goodwill Industries of the Berkshires on Facebook, and also on the web as well.
Our webpage also has all our programs. It also has what you can and what you cannot donate. It has all our phone numbers, and you can reach us at any point in time to ask a question. Maybe you don't know where to drop something off, or if it is, you know, where we know where to drop things off. We know where we're picking up. And it's really important for us to keep, like Miriam said, to keep our landfills and our oceans free from all this stuff that we've created.
All right. Well, it's Goodwill of the Berkshires. And once again, I'll just put the tagline as we wrap it up. keep it local and sustainable, recycle your stuff, support neighbors seeking new beginnings, purchases and tax-deductible donations and monetary contributions of goodwill. Stay in your community. And I think that is a focal point.
Is very good. Excellent.
All right. Now, a reminder again that there's going to be a grand opening for the new Goodwill store in Great Barrington. And it is going to be opening on May 18th. And the grand opening is from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. It'll include light refreshments, giveaways, which have been donated by area businesses. So you can put it on yourself to stop by and see the brand new grand opening of the Goodwill store in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Well, thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for inviting us, and we enjoyed this very much. Thank you.